number one thing that keeps anyone from succeeding in any business, whether it's farming or whether it's online or whether whatever it is your mindset. 80% of the thing, the choke point, the bottleneck in your business is your mindset. 80% mindset, 20% tactics. Russell nailed the tactics. He's the greatest that will ever live as far as an entrepreneur that has studied and will teach it in a bite-sized formulas that you can apply. He's proven it with his track record. So if you want the tactics, go check out Russell.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Hey, welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, hey, I'm your host, Justin Benton here. I got a bonus episode for you. Really cool guy, Sean, and I wanted to share it with you. He helps farmers and with hydroponics, and it's called Outside the Soil. And I thought, well, you know, why not bring these two worlds together and share this fun conversation we had about life and business and success, whether it's in the fields or growing indoors or growing online, figuring out these secrets to unlocking our mindset to live the lives we were called to live. So anyways, hope you have a fun listen. And as always, happy healing and be a blessing, everybody. All right.
Welcome to Thinking Outside the Soil with your host, Johnny Alfalfa Seed, where we get to talk story and touch on topics about hydroponics and the farmers who grow the crops and creatures we need to eat. Today's episode is about using the philosophies of Napoleon Hill and the secrets of success for personal development. Napoleon Hill, as you may know out there, has written many of books, but most people know Think and Grow Rich. Now, that's the book that's really catapulted me from being, you know, a lowly drunk to where I am today. And I am really thrilled to bring on this special guest to dive into this nitty-gritty of personal development and share some secrets with our friend Justin Benton. So today's interview is titled Personal Development Tips and Tricks. Justin Benton is going to reveal how the right internal tools can help every farm entrepreneur succeed with their small scale operation. And I'm really excited to have you here, Justin, today. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I have my own podcast called Miracle Plant Podcast. So I talk a lot about, I'm a hemp farmer, and I talk a lot about soil and organic soil. And so it's interesting that we have this, cross pollination going on here. So yeah, let's talk all things soil in the ground and soil between our ears and Napoleon Hill and this incredible opportunity. Because regardless, whoever you are, whatever you do, you know, we all need to work on our mindset, work on our mindset. We work on our farms or work on our bodies or work on our families. These are secrets that have been passed down for generations, and we're unearthing them in this Secrets of Success membership site. And I know you've got an awesome affiliate code so people can make some extra income in this day and age. How cool is that? Take control of your mindset, learn some incredible secrets from the greats from the 1850s until now, and make a few extra bucks. How's that sound? Yeah,
sounds good to me. I know there's a lot of our audience out there that are getting started trying to do something new for them. And residual income is a very important part of success. And I love the Secrets of Success affiliate program, and we'll share more about that with you out there. But Justin, I just want to just jump right in and dive right into what it is. Could you tell me really what was the defining moment that set you on this path for the Secrets of Success?
Well, there's two that I can think of. One, I got my first real job after I got out of college. And because that's what you're supposed to do. I graduated in 99 from Creighton University, got, by the skin of my teeth as a true entrepreneur, C's get degrees. And so I went out, I got my big job, and I got my, good salary. Before I started my job, they sent everybody, every new employee, to a 3-day seminar on 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
Great book.
And I was like, it was the first time I had ever been exposed to the ideas that, you know, you could really, these frameworks that you could take control of your mindset. Like, one of the most powerful things for me is the freedom in between what happens to you and how you choose how you respond, right? That's where the freedom is. Really having control of your mindset, you know, and focus on things you can control versus not worrying about things you cannot, and expanding your circle of influence. And so those were some of the first times, that was the first time that I'd ever been exposed. I was 23 years old. And it really started my path on personal development. The second one being when COVID hit, and as a, you know, hemp farmer out here, and we have, you know, these incredible raw hemp stores called 101 Hemp in the Southern California. And I had to shift my business to online, as so many of us did, because before COVID, it was 17% was focused on shopping online. So 17% of Americans were already shopping online, already getting their groceries delivered, already using Uber Eats before COVID. After COVID, that number quadrupled. We all got conditioned how to shop online. So you had to figure out how to sell your thing, do your thing, attract attention, get leads online. You know, we're on a podcast right now. On, you know, this wasn't a big thing back then. It was kind of a thing, but now it's how we communicate. It's how you get your message out. So I knew that I needed to win, and I needed to reach 1 billion people by 2025 about the power of this miracle plan in the raw form. And that's when I ran into Russell Brunson. I'd run into him previously. And I knew right then and there, when March of 2020 hit, I was like, if someone's going to lead us through this crazy, you know, new world that we live in, this online world, I knew it was going to be Russell Brunson, because he's made thousands of millionaires. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars himself a year. And he's taught others how to do the exact same thing. I mean, how many other people do you know that have made hundreds of millions of dollars a year are willing to teach you, number one, and number two, are great at it and have done it and accomplished it with other people? I don't see Elon out there. I don't see Jeff Bezos out there, not taking anything away from them, but they're not teaching you the secrets. Russell, he did that. And that's what led me through that crazy time that we all went through. And then the other point that really made it the journey wild was I was in his inner circle. It's a mastermind. I pay $50,000 a year to be in the room with Russell and these other thought leaders and entrepreneurs. Was he started going nuts on Napoleon Hill. And so he had a really cool, he spent $1.5 million on a book. I mean, come on. And so it's called Laws of Success. It's the original book that Napoleon Hill sent out to like queens and kings and presidents and all this stuff. And so I had an opportunity arose for an auction for Napoleon Hill in Hollywood Hills, out where I live. I'm in Ventura, California. And so I just posted it in our Inner Circle Facebook group. And I said, hey, anybody want the deets on a, you know, rare Napoleon Hill auction that's going on? I probably knew Russell would read it. He doesn't read them all, but yeah, maybe. 10 minutes later, chirp, chirp. There's an app he uses called Voxer. And it's from Russell. And I had only hit him up a few times, ever talked. And he's like, dude, what's the deets? And so I'm like, hey, man, there's this like crazy auction going on in Hollywood Hills with all these rare artifacts from Napoleon Hill. And he said, dude, are you going? I said, yeah. You know, I hadn't even bought my ticket yet. It's $500 to get in. And so he was like, he's like, dude, if you go, man, let me know, because I'd love to be there, but I can't make it. I just bought my boat for the first time. I'm taking it out with my kids. I said, I can't go, but if you could go on my behalf, I'd really appreciate it. So what do? Of course, I go down to Hollywood Hills, drive through all those crazy windy roads up in the hills. And that's when I met Don Green, the president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. We became fast friends. I got him everything that he wanted. First signed copies of like Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone worth 15,000 books, checks, artifacts, all kinds of crazy stuff. Flew it out to Russell, said, hey man, check out all this cool stuff. We really bonded. Said, let me know if you need anything else. And then one thing led to another. And then I basically became, I know you can't see it right now, but just imagine a Indiana Jones hat just on my head right now, because I just put one on. And I became the Indiana Jones of personal development artifacts. And I've been flying all over the world since then, grabbing these artifacts, these books, these, just treasures in the personal development space, and bringing them back to a 20,000 square foot library we're building out in Boise, Idaho. And we are also giving people access to these. $15 million is the running tab that we have so far. Books that we've bought, over 15,000 starting back in the 1850s till now. We're giving people access to these books through a membership site for free. You can check it out and get access to these $1 million manuscripts that you can't see because I'm holding them up right now. But they literally are worth millions of dollars, because that's what we spent. And it could be worth millions of dollars to you if you apply the principles that lie within. So that's my journey. That's how I got here. And we are launching in 48 hours. If you're hearing this in the future, it's October 19th, 2 p.m. Eastern. Get on this link that Sean's got down below, because not only will you get access to it, but you'll also have an opportunity to make 40% commission and even additional 10% commission. So that's a lot of commission. Basically, you're partnering with a guy who did this with his ClickFunnels company. The last time he launched it, it was a $100 million company. It's over $100 million a year. And he spent and paid out over $100 million in affiliate commission. So this is the next time, 9 years later, we're doing it. And if it sounds like something that's interesting to you, click on that link. It's totally free. It's just a free affiliate link for you to go tell other people about this cool thing we're doing at Secrets of Success.
I love that. You know, my favorite book is actually Laws of Success.
Cool.
I think that's one of the most pivotal books that's really changed my life. I know Thinking Grow Rich for me really did catapult me on this. I was struggling with my own journey. And as a young farm entrepreneur, I didn't know where to go. And it was about 10 months ago when I first came across Russell Brunson, and I immediately resonated with his message. And I took away this idea of principled entrepreneurship. And I love that he gives back so much. I tend to think that if we want to get ahead in life, we need to stand on the shoulders of giants in order to succeed. And there's no sense in reinventing the wheel or going out there and trying to do something brand new if we can jump into something that's proven, as Russell has shown many of us out there. And I myself am excited to be, you know, kind of on the coattails of the ClickFunnels phenomenon, and being blessed to be around other individuals like yourself. And I get to learn a lot about what they do. And I've taken that to heart myself and over-deliver everything that I can and give a lot of value for my people out there and try to put them on that path. You know, I think that's really important for me to communicate with my audience. And so I'm curious how some of these might apply to someone that's maybe new to farming or getting into something that they don't know, especially since you've got experience with doing things in the hydroponic world, in the hemp world. How might a farm entrepreneur take advantage of this type of thing? I know there's a great residual program. And I think that at the back of this is one of the most fascinating, and I haven't seen an affiliate program like this where you've empowered multiple tiers of people to be profitable through something that you guys have essentially already set up.
Yeah, well, again, it just comes down to the fact that, number one, the number one thing that keeps anyone from succeeding in any business, whether it's farming or whether it's online or whatever it is your mindset. 80% of the thing, the choke point, the bottleneck in your business is your mindset. 80% mindset, 20% tactics. Russell nailed the tactics. He's the greatest that will ever live as far as an entrepreneur that has studied and will teach it in a bite-sized formulas that you can apply. He's proven it with his track record. So if you want the tactics, go check out Russell. Start with .comsecrets.com. That's the first book he wrote. Start there, and that'll journey will go from there. But then he was realizing, okay, well, I'm helping out the business owners, which we call ourselves the crazy one percenters. You know, what about the rest of the world? And even the one percenters with their entrepreneurial journey, if I'm only delivering the greatest marketing and the tools, which is 20%, what about the 80%? And so that's when he really went all in. And we started with Laws of Success, the $1.5 million book that he bought, the original. And then it was like, what else we got? And then he started seeing these other books. And then at that auction with Don Green for the Napoleon Hill stuff, you know, that's when we formed the relationship. And Don Green's like the coolest guy on the planet. You got to meet him. He's a sweet Southern gentleman. And he's just awesome. And so he's like, we formed an alliance. And so he's been mailing us these incredible like videos and recordings and unpublished manuscripts. And we're doing all kinds of cool stuff later on. But so we have these manuscripts that we're going to give away for free because they're so powerful. No one's ever read them. They've never been published. And what Russell really wants to do is he wants to truly make a legacy. And not only, and the legacy is, if I could bring Napoleon Hill back from the dead, publish his unpublished manuscripts, put a vehicle in place, put a membership site in place, put a library in place, put all of these things in motion and bring him back from the dead and continue his teachings forever, that just keep on living, then he knows he can do the same for himself, for his teachings, for his, you know, obviously the business teachings, but also his personal development teachings. We're doing a book called Secrets of Success with Dr. Ben Hardy, who's super, you know, they're going to do 10 million books. Like, that's literally the deal they signed. They're going to send 10 million books. Imagine that. How crazy is that? And so the thing is that when you take control of your mindset, we all have these, you know, struggles with mindset. And look, there's two ways you can learn in life, as far as I'm concerned. One, you can fall down, pick yourself back up and look for the lesson. That's called experience. Or two, you can learn from other people that have already fell down, picked themselves up and say, don't step in that pothole. Right. So there's two ways you can learn. And I would much rather not have to fall down, go through the pain of failing business or something going terribly wrong, and then hoping I learned the lesson and was strong enough to pick myself back up, which I am. But that's the trick. And so that's what Russell's teaching here. He's teaching you, number one, how do I take control of my mindset? And sometimes success doesn't have to be financial. Look, we all have to pay the bills and we all have finances that we need to take care of. But sometimes success means having control of your time. Having control of your energy, having control of your just attitude, having control of, like, I want to go play with my kids today. I got my 3-year-old running around. Like, I don't have to be anywhere, do anything other than be on this podcast. And that's kind of a thing that COVID taught us too. Like, the whole traditional go to work 9 to 5 and work for the same job for 40 years and get a severance package and, you know, retirement, that doesn't exist anymore. You know, I know we're talking to farmers here, and the thing that I love about farmers, I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and I had cornfields everywhere around me, and all my buddies were farmers, and I know the people. I know the peeps. I've detasseled corn and done the whole nine. And so, best sweet corn in the world. Sorry, not to offend anybody. Nebraska, go check it out. But anyway, but the thing I love about farmers is salt of the earth, man. You know, hardworking, Midwestern values, putting in the work, waking up at 5, doing the work, planting the seeds. When you plant the seeds and you give them the water and the sunshine that they need, and then you reap the harvest. And so, again, this is not going to be easy. This Secrets of Success membership site isn't about shortcuts, but it is about giving you insights that are going to help unlock your brain, giving you frameworks and ways to look at life and things when you are anxious or depressed or whatever it is that's, or you have a self-limiting belief or you're operating in fear instead of faith. You know, that's the difference between stress and excitement. Physiologically, it's the exact same response in your body. The same chemicals are produced. Everything is exactly the same. But the difference between being fearful or being anxious is that you're operating in fear. And the difference between being excited about the exact same thing is that you're operating in faith. You're excited about what could happen versus stress is you're worried about what could happen. And so we're helping you reprogram your subconscious mind by these principles, by these frameworks, that you're going to be able to take control of your mindset, focus on the thing you want to have happen. I'm also a golfer. They say, you know, the difference between the great golfers and the bad golfers. The great golfers are focused on what they want to have happen. The bad golfers are focused on what they don't want to have happen. Don't hit it in the water. Don't hit it in the water. Don't hit it in the water. What happens? You hit it into the water, right, because that's what you're focused on. And the same holds true for life. And we've got so many of these secrets from over 28 authors, 15,000 books, over $15 million spent. And we want to give it away for you for free to try it. Mail the books to you for free. Just pick up postage. Give you 30 days access to the free trial to check out this membership site. We have a podcast that's worth its weight in gold. I was just talking with Russell 2 seconds ago. He's like, I can't believe we're including this podcast to be sold, because you can sell podcasts now. You can charge monthly for podcasts. That's included. We got, you know, unpublished manuscripts no one's ever read before. And the coolest thing about it is you're going to have an opportunity to go in the show notes and check out a link, a free link that gives you a free affiliate link to tell other people about it. So when they get signed up, you can get 40% commission and 10% commission for anyone who signs up underneath them. Anyways, just super cool stuff. I'm so excited to be here and tell you about it. And it's going to be a huge movement. You know, you've probably heard of Tony Robbins. And if you're in the business world or online, you know who Russell Brunson is, but everyone's going to know about Secrets of Success in the coming years. You might as well get on board, get your mind right, help your friends, your family, your loved ones get their mind right, and make some few extra bucks while you're at it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, oftentimes when we jump into new things out there, there tends to be a bit of an overwhelm, and there's so much gold in this program that, you know, people do tend to get overwhelmed. I know a lot of times on my beginning journeys, I got all of this information and I'm guilty of it myself. I've consumed so much of Russell Brunson's stuff and then some of his other magnetic marketing from Dan Kennedy. And I love all of that stuff. But something I took away when I first came into Russell's world was focus on one thing and do it for a year. And choose one quote unquote guru and stick to that person. And I think those have really helped me narrow my focus. So if you had to tell a farmer out there, you know, who's feeling that overwhelm, like, oh my gosh, I have all this gold nuggets, how would you say, you know, after they click the link, after they get involved, where would you start and how would you deal with that overwhelm?
Well, here's the coolest thing. Russell, this isn't his first rodeo. So when he bought Dan Kennedy's company, who was his mentor for 6 years, he bought everything. And he liked all the books. And Dan's written like 40 books and all the courses. Dan's got thousands. And so when you got into Dan's world, Russell's Dan's world after he bought it, he gave you access to all this stuff. And like he did the same thing with FunnelFlix. And so it's like, look at all this incredible stuff. Because that's how Russell is. He's just like, oh my gosh, I want it all. It's called a serial information buyer. But the problem was people were getting overwhelmed. And so we were working with Stu McLaren, who's the world's greatest membership site. And he says, you know what the problem is? If you give people too much, they won't know what to do. So what we do is it's called a success path. So we literally just recorded step one, module one, yesterday live with Russell. And so that is what we're going to do for you. You're not going to be able to buy all this stuff. You're going to get 2 credits when you get in there. You can buy one book, which will probably be the book that we're going to be discussing in the book club, and then buy another book. And then we're going to have a module. And then you don't get to complete module two. You don't get to go to two until you're done with one. So you literally have to follow the success path in the membership site because we want you to succeed. It's a success path. So that's how we handle the overwhelm. We don't let you do it. We don't let you screw it up. You can only go one thing at a time, and we tell you what order to go in. I mean, we take care of all of it.
That was one of the most attractive things when I got into these programs myself. And, you know, I had the pleasure of getting to watch that training video and be a part of that monumental thing. I am just thrilled to really be here in this world in and of itself. Pretty much covered everything that I've wanted to say in this whole entire interview in very succinct manners. And I think that's a testament to studying and following and having, you know, a great leader, someone who can put those things in order for you. It reminds me of my first teacher that I had. He was very much like, I like to associate him or liken him to Mr. Miyagi. And it all starts by painting the fence, waxing the car, sanding the deck, and just doing what you're told and following that one step of it at a time to avoid that overwhelm and build incrementally. I think that's very key in what you said. Are there any big things that when you jump into these things, I like to call them like the pitfalls or whatever. Are there any pitfalls that people out there need to make sure that they're avoiding?
Well, like you said, I mean, we've covered it and we've nailed the highlights, which is you don't want to listen to too many people. Pick your mentor and then stick with them. You know, you and I both picked Russell. And I've had all of them, man. I've tried all the masterminds. I've tried all the people. I mean, it's just been nonstop. And so my thing is that make sure that you pick just one mentor. And you don't get, because you listen, if you listen to a couple of different people, you'll have some people that will say one thing and some will say the other. And now they contradict each other. And then you don't know which person that you should be listening to. So I think that's the first thing that you want to make sure that you check out is make sure that you're picking one mentor that you can follow. And, you know, I think Russell's is going to go down the history books as the greatest business, entrepreneur, marketing expert who's ever lived. And now we're going to go, you know, for two to see if we can also become the greatest personal development legacy of all time. So we have, we're all in. We're 15,000 books deep, $15 million deep. And you got to pick somebody. So obviously you trust Sean and you trust, you know, Sean loves Uncle Rusty. That's what his parents used to call him, Rusty. Trust Russell Brunson. And so I say the same. And maybe Russell won't be for you, but you know what? You'll never know till you try. And like I said, I have met with so many people. I have talked to so many. I've had so many mentors, read so many books, been joined so many masterminds, and there's no one that I've ever met that, you know, has curated as much as he has, read as many books, had as much access to many successful people, that has helped so many people, and is so good at teaching it in simple steps that anybody can understand.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want you to give away too many secrets, but one of the key things that I love that he's recently been talking about is this idea of the resistance. And I often feel that when you've got opportunities in life, especially when you're trying to pick, you know, one path, that there's all these other doors that seemingly open, and we get sometimes as entrepreneurs that shiny object syndrome. So do you have any like quick advice, or maybe touch on that a little bit, of how you've dealt with the resistance, or how us out there can just kind of nip that in the bud before we, you know, go too far down a path? You know, I think you hit it just a little bit in saying you've got to work it, you've got to work the system, you've got to try to get the results that you're looking for, but you have to put in that work before you'll really see it.
Well, again, you know, when it comes down to the resistance versus your calling, and, you know, I don't want to give too much away, only because, and I can't teach it as well as Russell. Were you there when we did the live recording yesterday?
Yeah, I was. I loved that. Yeah. That was perfect.
So I can't do it any better than Russell.
Yeah.
None of this stuff costs any money. It's all freaking free. In fact, yeah. He's hit me up right now in Voxer. It's free. Like free. So you can literally go get your affiliate link down below for free. No strings attached. Couldn't spend a dollar if you tried. It's a free link. It's a free affiliate link for you to go tell other people and make money. That's what that's down there for. Once you get in, you're going to have access to hear about the calling versus the resistance from the greatest teacher of our time. He'll, you know, the people that know about P.T. Barnum, and people know about, you know, Napoleon Hill, and people know about Mozart and Bill Shakespeare and all these people, right? I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, 300 years from now, people are going to look back and they're going to talk about Russell Brunson in the same light. This guy knows what he's doing because he put in the work, he read the books, he's had the time, the dedication, gone down the rabbit hole, and he wants to teach you. And he wants to give it to you for free. He wants to give you, you know, access to this information that he spent $15 million on for free. So that's what you need to do. I don't want to tell you about it because I could do a decent job, but I can't do as good as Russell. And he's already doing it. And he's writing the book for you, and it's all there waiting for you. All you got to do is click on a button, fill out your name and address, and you're in. And then you click on another button, and you get these three books that I'm holding in my hand that you can't see, that they're worth millions of dollars because that's what we paid. You can go read those. And if that doesn't float your boat, go on the membership site, listen to podcasts. If that doesn't float your boat, listen to the modules. If that doesn't float your boat, and you get two other books that no one's ever read before worth millions of dollars, okay. If the membership doesn't float your boat, then it doesn't float your boat. But I bet you it'll float your boat. So, but it comes down to you. If you're serious about taking control of your mindset, having a happy, healthy life, living the life of your dreams, the secrets are inside, my friend. I'll be in there. Russell will be in there. Sean will be there. Now the question is, will you be in there?
Yep. Will you be there standing on the shoulder of this giant that we all get to learn from? So Justin, I am just excited and thrilled that you were able to take your time today. You've given us just an arsenal of things that we need for us to succeed, to grow, to think, and grow rich. So without further ado, I'd like to thank you. Are there any last words or thoughts that you might have?
Go to the link in the show note. Click on it. Your life may never be the same, but you'll know your life will never be the same if you don't take action. So take action. Click on the link. See if what we're talking about is true. And like I said, we'll see you on the inside.
Yep, absolutely. This is your golden opportunity to take your life back. So thank you, Justin, for being here today. And take care. Have a lovely day, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sean. See you on module 2. All right.
All right.
Thank you for being with me on another episode of Thinking Outside the Soil. If you've enjoyed the show, please do subscribe and check out the links below. Leave a review and let others know why they should stick around as well. And if you want to know more about how hydroponic fodder is helping farmers and ranchers save water, improve livestock quality, and become better stewards, head on over to thinkingoutsidethesoil.com and get yourself a copy of my book. So thank you again. Take care and have a lovely day.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in
while we break it all down.